Happy Bus!
Let's go, Sheriff Labrador!
Squeaky Pheasant suffers from hair loss. Part 2.
Craig! That's impossible!
Squeaky Pheasant's eyes widened in surprise.
I bought it at the Hair Me More shampoo store! The day I bought it, I waited in line for hours to buy a bottle and almost missed my chance! Well, luckily, a male kangaroo with big ears who claimed to be the shop assistant whispered to me he could sell me a bottle of shampoo and I could avoid having to wait in line if I paid a premium price. It cost me $199! How could it be fake?
Oh, dear me, my store doesn't offer such a premium price service. That clerk kangaroo must be an imposter. He lied to you, Squeaky Pheasant.
What? What?
Hey, now, looks like Mr. Squeaky Pheasant really did buy a fake bottle of shampoo.
I'm sorry, Mr. Whitehorse! I'm so sorry I misjudged you!
Squeaky Pheasant hastened to apologize to Whitehorse. But Whitehorse tucked his head and shrunk back at the sight of Squeaky Pheasant's big, pointy beak.
Oh, dear me. I'll be just fine, as long as you stop causing me trouble.
After all, that kangaroo is to blame for all of this! I'll go pester him!
Squeaky Pheasant was so furious and ready to get even with the kangaroo who sold him fake shampoo. But he had only taken a few steps before he again became flustered.
I don't know where to find him! That kangaroo must be hiding out somewhere!
Squeaky Pheasant's angst gave Officer Doberman a headache. Sheriff Labrador thought for a moment with his head down. Then, his dark, round eyes suddenly glistened.
I've got it. There's no case that I can't solve. If the kangaroo wants to sell fake shampoo, he will likely try to target specific customers. I think he will show up near the shampoo stores. Let's go to Forestville Mall and have a try.
They rushed to Forestville Mall. Wearing trench coats and face masks, Sheriff Labrador and Officer Doberman arrived at the Hair Me More shampoo store on the second floor of the mall.
Is that kangaroo really gonna show up here, Lab?
Yep. This is the largest Hair Me More shampoo store in all of Forestville, with lots of customers coming in shops every day. So, the kangaroo is likely to show up here. I have a plan. First, and then...
The two lined up, deliberately showing off the bulging wallets in their pockets and intermittently complaining loudly about having to wait in line.
Hey now, what a long queue! How long do we have to wait?
Yeah, I brought a lot of money so that I could buy a few extra bottles of shampoo. But what if it's sold out?
A kangaroo carrying a carton overheard their complaints. Then his eyes lit up.
Brought a lot of money? Looks like I'm gonna turn a big profit today.
The kangaroo looked around and crept closer to Sheriff Labrador and Officer Doberman with the carton in his arms.
Excuse me, gentlemen. I am one of the clerks here at the Hair Me More shampoo store. Are you here to buy Hair Me More shampoo? You can buy the shampoo from me at a premium price without the wait.
Oh, premium price. How much of a premium?
Sheriff Labrador looked back and saw a kangaroo with big ears just as Squeaky Pheasant had described. Sheriff Labrador and Officer Doberman then looked at each other. The kangaroo didn't notice the silent exchange between the two animals, and his eyes were fixated on the sight of their bulging wallets. He swallowed greedily.
Oh, it isn't too expensive. You only need to pay $199. $999 for a bottle.
What? $999? Not $199?
Officer Doberman's eyes widened in disbelief.
Oh, you guys look so wealthy! So, of course you deserve the best there is to offer!
The kangaroo opened a carton full of fake shampoo and showed them his goods.
$199 is for regular VIPs. At that price, you get to skip the line, but you can only buy one bottle at a time. But $999, that price is for premium VVVVIPs. For VVVVIPs, there is no purchase limit. You can buy as many as you want. The second tier is more suitable for suckers. High rollers like you who want to purchase large quantities at once. So, high rollers, what do you think? Are you buying or not?
Of course, we are not buying.
Sheriff Labrador peered into the carton of fake shampoo. Then his dark, round eyes glistened with a flash of light.
We asked Mr. Whitehorse, and he said that his store has never offered such a premium price service. Nor has he employed a kangaroo as a clerk. The shampoo you're selling is poorly packaged and smells bad. It's clearly not genuine.
Sheriff Labrador and Officer Doberman took off their face masks and trench coats to reveal their handsome faces and police uniforms.
You are suspected of selling fake goods. Come with us to the police station.
Sheriff Labrador and Officer Doberman, I'm out of here.
Frightened, Kangaroo ran downstairs with the carton of shampoo in tow.
Hey now, no villain can escape me.
Sheriff Labrador and Officer Doberman immediately began to chase after the kangaroo.
Jeez! Stop chasing me!
When the kangaroo got to the fifth step from the bottom of the stairs, in an effort to create distance between him and the police officers behind him, he jumped down to avoid getting caught.
Wait! Don't jump from such a height!
Before Sheriff Labrador could stop him, the kangaroo jumped.
Ouch! My foot! Ow!
Bottles of shampoo were scattered across the floor, and the kangaroo fell to the ground, clutching his injured ankle. Tears flowed down his cheeks because of the pain.
Ow! My foot! My foot hurts! Ow!
It's dangerous to jump from high places. You can easily get injured. Quick, Dobie, let's take him to the hospital.
Two weeks later, after Clerk Kangaroo had recovered, Sheriff Labrador took him to the police station for questioning. In the meantime, Squeaky Pheasant also brought some good news.
Sheriff Labrador and Officer Doberman, thank you so much! I bought the real Hair Me, Hair Me More shampoo from Mr. Whitehorse. My hair is growing back in nice.